I've given up my hatred on the Patriots. I have. It's just too hard to hate Tom Brady. He's just like a perfect human being.
Yeah, I never.
He lives in the most American state now, Florida.
I mean, oh my God! Did you guys hear how he walked into the wrong house? That shit was hilarious.
No, what happened?
He was going over to like hang out with the new coach or some shit, and he walked into the neighbor's house on accident and like set his bag down and realized he was in the wrong house, apologized, and left.
I mean, if you were that house owner, like, how would you feel?
I'd be like, oh shit, Tom Brady?
Be like, sir, if you do not want me to call the police, please sign this photograph.
So this reminds me of a story when I was in treatment. When I was at SOBA, I was they don't exist in California anymore. And they, at one of the other locations, Andy Dick was a client. Right,
the shitty comedian.
Yeah, that guy. And
wonder what happened to him.
His he was sleeping sober with one of the girls that was in my sober living, and I didn't know that at the time, but I was sitting there in my buddy's apartment, which was the sober living was in an apartment complex, and they had leased a few apartments, and out of nowhere, I was sitting there, and Andy Dick just burst into the room. And it was the most random celebrity interaction I've ever had. And it was the night of the Oscars, and my sponsor won – his movie won an Oscar that night. He didn't win the Oscar, but his movie did. And I mentioned that. Andy Dick was like, just tell him Andy Dick gives him two thumbs up. And I told my sponsor that. And he just was like, man, that guy's so sick. He just can't get sober. That was his response to him.
Yeah.
But I'll never forget Andy Dick just bursting in. And I was like, that's – I watched you in the Army Now when I was 6 years old. That's a terrible movie. Like, what are you doing here?
That's why.
Yes. That is my Andy Dick story of him taking over my friend's apartment.
It's more Andy Dick stories than I have.
Yeah, same.
Yeah, that's the only one I got.
Ooh.
Sorry.
Hey, Jack, didn't you lose like three jobs in the last month?
Yeah, and then I got them back. Boom. That's just the industry I work in.
Nice. Recidivism.
Yes.
Holy
literally,
shit.
Like literally like
holy sh- I'm sorry. Zach just used the word correctly.
Which word?
Recidivism.
Oh, I thought you said that.
No. So
let's give Jack a round of applause. That's all right.
Thank you. It's a pretty easy word.
Yeah. Used all the time. Anthony, Colorado. Let's try and stick to a topic for like a minute.
Yeah. Colorado was good. I mean, it was very relaxing. There were no fireworks. There are basically no neighbors. There are no cars.
Speaking of fireworks, did you get your wife pregnant yet?
No. We're not there yet.
All right, Zach. Random question, but okay. All right, so you think you're going to be a good stepdad for 5 to 6 years. What happens?
I think I'll be a good stepfather for like 5 to 6 years. I don't think I can make it more than 7, honestly.
So are you just bailing?
Seven, they're on their own.
In what situation, how old are these kids? You know what I mean?
All right, I'd say like you're kind of the guy that wants to be an instant dad. You know, you want instantaneous family.
Don't put words in my mouth. I think single mothers are attractive.
Yeah, so you kind of have a daddy conscious issues? Or unconscious thing going on where you want an instantaneous family. I've seen it hundreds of times with recovering addicts in my job. I mean, you know, it's not, I'm not saying it's a bad thing. It's just.
What about like the uncle role? You know, like when kids are like, oh, that's Uncle Zach. I don't know why I stuttered on my name, but yeah.
Hold on.
No, I think I'd make a
the
really
color
good
of step. Your wall and the color of just my letter J background are the same color.
They are not
coordinated.
They are definitely the same
color. That's how he picked
the color. No, it's more like the color of your little circle.
It's a square on my screen.
But the this what color circle?
Teal-er.
It's a circle on his screen. It's a square on ours.
But Anthony, what world do you think that this color on my J and the background of your wall are not the same color? Like, what reality are you living in?
The one where it's not washed out by the light and filtered through a computer screen.
I'm going to call shenanigans on that. Yeah, I'm going to claim that you are not only have terrible vision, but are colorblind.
I'm going to have to agree, so two-thirds.
Two-thirds.
Yeah, two-thirds.
Yeah, cool. You guys do not pick out my next room.
I didn't even pick out that one, but still, two-thirds.
No. You owe us the right to be wrong.
Welcome.
Dude, so I was playing Call of Duty right before this, and yeah, I had to get up and take a piss. Like, dude, my pee stinks right now. I had some asparagus for lunch. Isn't it only a fraction of people can smell that bad smell?
Yeah, I'm one of them.
Oh, my God. Wait. Dude, before I used to UA, I would, like, try to eat asparagus. Just because, like, when you're in a small bathroom with someone, they're watching you pee. I don't know. I thought it was funny.
Wait.
Everybody, when they eat asparagus, has asparagus pee, but not everybody can smell the asparagus pee.
Yes. That
what?
Pee. Yeah.
Did you not know this? Look it up.
No.
Look it up. Science. Jonah! Oh, wait. He's not here.
Jonah's not here. So I'm just going to have to look up asparagus pee.
This is a thing.
Is that going to be the name of this episode? Asparagus pee?
We'll call it
100% a thing.
Okay, here's somebody that a commonly asked question on Google. Does everyone get asparagus pee? Or what percentage of the population can smell asparagus pee?
Yeah, there you go.
40% apparently can.
Boom! Smell. Zach's random fact for the day checks out.
All right. Yeah. So
Zach looks like he's doing something important.
I'm not doing anything important right now.
He's Googling asparagus pee.
Of course he's not. So, Anthony, I really want to call you out on this just because I want a confirmed date. When can I bully you into getting your first tattoo?
This is not something you rush into.
You know what you want.
I think most first tattoos are definitely an impulse.
Look.
We've talked about this. You want the armadillo.
Like, every sitcom has the episode where the main character gets super drunk and it wakes up with a tattoo.
Look, my dad tried to teach me a lot of things very poorly, but one thing
he rubbed that in my face too.
Yeah, I'm pulling the dad card. Was
look, we all have dead dads. Zach has two. I think
two-thirds.
My dad had very good tattoos and sat me down. Didn't talk to me about drugs or sex. He talked me down and sat me down and said, "Here's what you're gonna do if you want to get a tattoo." And it was
really
nice. Yeah.
What do you say about it? You know what you want.
Whoa. Hold on. No bullying yet. I want to hear what the dead dad's advice is.
He said, yeah, think about what you want. Scope out your artists. Sit on it for a while. Spend money. Don't go for the cheap one. And like, just really consider how okay you are with this on you for the rest of your life. And if all of that checks out, go get one.
I have an artist that I'm very comfortable with. I've sent dozens of people to him. He's fucking awesome. You vibe with him pretty good at the Hanukkah party.
Yeah, yeah. He was great. The Star Wars guy? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was really quiet until someone mentioned Star Wars, and I've never...
Hey, you know what? You got to find something you connect with people on.
I know. I just didn't expect him to be such a Star Wars nerd.
Bro, attraction.
I mean, respect. That, like...
Yeah.
It was pretty interesting.
He had the books and everything. Oh, shit. Our friend Chuck. Great time to talk about this.
Chuck.
Fuck yeah, we're podcasting. So you kind of touched on this like in the last little clip. Is that clip? Yeah, that's what it is.
You're trying to combine the term tidbit and clip.
Yes. Not yeah. Clip, clip.
I said clip.
Sure you did.
Mm-hmm.
But so my mom's going to fucking kill me.
Why?
I'm going to say it again.
Okay.
I was having lunch with her like a week ago and she was like, you know, I got a crush on someone. I don't want to, I don't know if I should tell you. And me and my mom have horrible boundaries. And she was like, yo, how old is Chuck? And I'm like, Mom, no. And she has a crush on my roommate, Chuck.
That is so amazing. That might be the greatest thing I've heard in a long time. That might be one of the greatest things I've heard in the coronavirus pandemic shutdown.
And the first thing out of her mouth after that is, don't tell Chuck. I think I got a total of like 2 seconds, maybe three. When he walked to the apartment, I was like, oh my God, Chuck, I gotta tell you something. I was a crush on you.
So what's it like to have a new dad as a roommate?
Well, I told him that she doesn't have the best track record. And
yeah, what does that mean to Chuck?
I gave him my consent, you know?
Yeah, I mean, your mom's track record is totally bullshit. That's unfortunately.
I don't want Chuck to die.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. I don't want Chuck to die.
was the joke I was trying to stop from making. But yeah. So I gave Chuck carte blanche to date my mom. And then for the next like week or so, we made stepdad jokes.
Okay.
Yeah. He just went, oh boy.
Oh, man. Oh, Chuck. So, Anthony, what happened with the vape? I know you tried to quit for a little bit.
It was too much too soon.
I mean, you didn't have a good plan. I mean, your plan was built in guilt and shame.
Yes.
And I didn't think that was going to last. So, Anthony, when was the moment you decided to say, fuck it?
I don't know. I mean, this... It was the depression.
The depression from what?
The Great Depression?
I mean, mostly life. I don't know. It's I don't know if it's stuff I really want to get into on the podcast.
All right. So
Wait, hold on. We're allowed to say there's things depressing. We don't want to talk about on the podcast.
Yeah.
Because apparently my life has just been a free-for-all. Let's mock Zach.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah,
I was thinking about global warming.
Okay. Climate change.
Where does global warming come in with vaping?
Oh, that was the depression. So I was like, fuck it, I can't handle having an existential crisis right now.
Right. When it's over 100 degrees in the Arctic Circle, that's not a good sign.
And so I was like, I don't know, just general anxiety about the future. I was like, let's maybe do this at a time where the health benefits seem more worth it. It was like,
well, why did you want to quit in the first place?
It doesn't make it easier to exercise, and it's not great being tethered to a tiny little device
and being like for life.
And you know, I mean,
should we take bets on how long Zach will live?
I'll take the over.
That was a good response. All right, Anthony, continue. Sorry.
Yeah, I mean, I just have was worrying about. I don't know. I was just worrying about everything, but mostly big existential level crises. And I was just like, if this is what I need to like. I don't know, just have something to do to like take my mind off it or, you know, help with the anxiety, which is debatable as to how much it does that. But it was like, this is definitely adding to the anxiety, trying to quit and being like, I miss doing this more than I like not doing it.
All right. Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Did you attempt rubbing one out during an existential crisis?
That's like always my first advice to people.
That same here.
Rub one out. Absolutely. Talk to your sponsor. Talk about it in a men's tag.
In the two days before I went back to it, I think I jerked off 4 times.
Nice. Wait,
2 days, 4 times.
That's like, seventh grade levels right there, dude.
Bro, those are rookie numbers. You got to bump them levels up.
You going double digit in seventh grade?
Bro, seventh grade for sure going double digit. Hey, also, not trying to like sidetrack, but like for our autistic viewers, what does existential mean? Because I don't really understand how you're using that, you know, through context.
Like, I mean, I can only really describe it in the terms of a crisis, but it like has to do with like literally your existence and like
The easiest existential crisis anybody has is who am I?
Yeah.
Exactly.
And the overwhelming fear and anxiety and panic attacks that can come with that.
And I feel like I can see Anthony stressing as you explain that to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's probably the easiest way to describe it. And then there's a bunch of philosophers that have, you know, go look. I know you're never going to read this, but like Kierkegaard's a big one.
So I'm not a big philosophizer, but as someone who does vape, for me, it's just like I'd rather vape than do drugs.
Right.
Oh, speaking of which, vaping. Zach, you gotta give me. So I was talking to your sponsor, Blake, our one listener. And
every time
it's just a thing now. So Blake, your sponsor, was telling me that like 98% of a number I'm making up, but a majority of the last 4 years of vaping products are going to become illegal soon.
Dude, it's already starting.
Yeah.
I'm so very upset by it.
Yeah, tell me. I don't know anything about it. I'm really actually really curious. As someone who doesn't vape.
So all vape products that are fruit-flavored or non-menthol, exotic, candy stuff-flavored like that, like I, for instance, am currently smoking Virginia tobacco. The only two that I like are Virginia tobacco and mango. Mango is no longer sold in the U.S. or Canada, so I have to order from the U.K. or Russia.
That's not American of you.
No, it's the least American thing I've done. And, you know, it's
gotta get your fix.
The only products are going to be, exactly, gotta get your fix. The only products that you're allowed to sell are tobacco products and menthol. It's bullshit.
Kind of like with cigarettes, how flavored exactly. Cigarettes are outlawed except for
exactly. But like, for instance, like Peach Optima, that's not a cigarette, it's a cigarillo.
Right.
So, like, I don't understand where that law comes into play. I think it's stupid as fuck. If people want to, smoke tobacco or vape, I think they should be able to do whatever flavor they want. But they say it's, you know, targeting kids and shit, and kids are stupid anyways.
Well, I think it's more big tobacco coming in and being like, you're taking money away from us. Like, this is how, like, weed got illegal.
Juul is made by either R.J. Reynolds or Philip Morris, which are two of the biggest tobacco companies in the world.
Are Juuls going to be legal?
All right, so I can only speak for myself, and I myself am not a child. I like mango Juul pops.
I was wondering where you're going with that child comment.
Because it's not targeting me. I'm not a child.
Gotcha. I mean,
or it is targeting me.
From the way that Blake was explaining it to us was that big tobacco is kind of moving in and a couple of people in work in DC who happen to be either lobbyists for tobacco companies or work.
That would be my favorite job, a lobbyist. I'd lobby so hard.
You would hate being a lobbyist.
You should watch. I'm not going to.
Fucking awesome. I have a very general sense of the word, but like, dude, to just like manipulate people all day to like send money to your cause, play golf, eat good food, party.
So in the United States alone, 480,000 people die from tobacco-related issues a year. If you wanted to be a lobbyist-related
issues
for a tobacco company,
you're being very specific.
Would have the blood of 480,000 people a year on your hands.
You're really, first off, I'm oddly okay with that. second of all, you're targeting one company. I don't think lobbyists.
I'm talking about tobacco related issues. Not
you are. You are. I'm talking about the job title lobbyist, I think is cool.
You ever seen Thank You for Smoking?
That's what I was going to suggest, but I'd never seen it.
Hi, Kara.
Great movie.
I mean, you can be a lobbyist for anything.
Exactly.
Like, you can be a lobbyist against tobacco.
Could you imagine lobbying like puppies to the Playboy Mansion? Like, we need more puppies to go to these titties.
I don't think Congress is going to take you up on that.
Yeah, Congress won't take you up. A lobbyist Congress works in
Congress. Oh, really?
Yeah.
As a lobbyist,
you have to like report to Congress.
No, fuck Congress. I thought it was like between like big companies that want to like make a deal with each other.
I think you're thinking of lawyers.
No, that was way too much school for me. I worked at a law firm once.
What'd you do? Were you handcuffed?
No. It was my uncle's law firm, and he was fucking awesome. And I basically just shredded papers all summer for things that were over 10 years old.
Or illegal.
Yeah, so you...
No, he's like covered up in massive crimes. Reputable person who like...
Well, now he is. After you shredded all those papers.
Even that. Yeah.
Did it even say O.J. Simpson on there? He just kind of went, whoop.
Who's O.J. what?
O.J. Simpson?
No, did apple you, juice over O.J.
The guy who starred in The Naked Gun?
Yes. And the glove didn't fit.
You can't acquit.
You must acquit.
Oh, shit. Ah, damn it. That was before my time.
Yeah, we were like three.
Yeah.
Zach was four because he's old.
Yeah,
Zach's almost 30, dude. You're almost 30.
Yeah, why you gotta bring that shit up, bro?
The big 30, dude.
It's fucking gnarly.
It's all right.
Feel like you're 30? Because I don't feel like I'm 30. I feel like I'm like 18.
I feel like I'm 29.
I feel like I'm about 12.
Yeah, it makes sense. So in the middle of the hot seat, I like mentioned that I was done with my 20s. And then all the responses I got from, like, the older guys in the room were hysterical. Adam was like, or one guy named Adam, who I won't say his last name because I don't know it, was like.
That's the only reason why.
Exactly. He was just like, I thought you were 38. I was like, I don't know if that was a compliment or not.
You got to shave your head. It'll take 10 years off you.
Bro, it's
dude, by year. The way, ever since, like, the last 3 months, my hair is, like, just falling out in clumps, dude. Like, I was like, it's been like a slow regression for like the last 10 years, 15 years. And now it's just like, I can see there is a spot like right here. That's just, there's no hair anymore. And I'm going to have like an island. It. I'm going to have a little island right there.
As soon as I turn 21, I'm about to talk about you too. As soon as I turn 21, I noticed my hair start going. And I like my biggest resentment towards our friend group is that the oldest person, Chuck, has the nicest hair.
Dude, Chuck's a Marine.
The strongest hairline. Dude, that's why. It's because he's a Marine. That's why he has such nice hair.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, what I was going to say about hair growth. Oh, yeah. So I have this idea, and you two have to be on board. Agree first before I say so, before two-thirds. I tell you what it is. Two-thirds. No. Yeah, see?
By the way, my wife just served me French fries.
Nice.
That's what wives are supposed to do. Hoorah. So.
Funny tidbit. Kara thought you were Mexican.
Fuck you, dude. Why do you gotta mention that? It happens so often. Because
it's funny.
It happens so often. I even had a girl I was talking to like a week ago, like, stop talking to me when she found out I wasn't Mexican.
Bummer.
That's on you.
Wait. She found out you were white and was like, nope.
Yep. Yeah, she's like, okay, if you're Mexican, but no.
No, when we were attempting to do the podcast last week, I mentioned you were a bad Jew. And after we stopped, Kara was like, wait, Zach's not Mexican? He's Jewish?
So I feel like there are Jewish Mexicans somewhere. I definitely met at least
I know one.
Oh.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, name drop. But hold on. Back to what I want to challenge you guys to do. I think it would be really cool if we all shaved our face on the exact same day and time and then took a picture every day to see whose beard grows in best.
So I already pitched that to Kara. She gave that a hard no.
Wait, you have to get the okay from your wife to shave your face?
Yeah, that's what happens when you get married, Zach.
Wow. Can we, like, insert the whoosh sound right there?
I married a breadwinner, dude. you can do it so because, all you want.
So because she makes more money, that has something to do with when you shave your face.
Yep.
He's got to stay pretty.
You got to stay pretty. It's hard to...
I shaved my face and felt like a baby bird for like a week, so I'm never doing that again.
Which is hilarious because like a month ago or 2 months ago, you like wouldn't, you're like, I can't grow a beard.
But here's my other point. I know exactly how this is going to go down.
How what's going to go down?
If we did this. Yeah. Anthony's going to grow in a beautiful, beautiful French beard.
Right? I don't know if the French are known for their beards.
Yeah, they're hairy. They're known for being hairy.
I've been known for like smoking cigarettes and French bread and like the women not shaving their armpits. Yeah.
And cheese.
Harry.
Omelette du fromage. And I would come in second. And Zach, you would come into a pathetic third because you don't have any
cheek hair. Wow.
I will show you pictures of me with a beard and it's amazing.
That is the opposite of everything you've ever told me about your facial hair.
Oh yeah, no, I don't like it. I can do the like Mexican cholo strap real well, but yeah, the beard is just awful.
You know, the chin strap, this little pencil line.
Yep, they can do that real well.
All right,
so I rock that new
plan. We're doing this.
I rock two-thirds. That look.
Hold on, for... 2/3. Anthony said he's in now.
Dude, I don't even know what's gonna. I don't even know what I look. I haven't shaved my face.
We're
in,
shaving
like,
our face.
9 years.
Boys, you have a bit of an existential crisis.
I will have an existential crisis.
Jack,
I
did. We're doing this, and Anthony will support you mentally and physically.
No.
All right, so we're talking about 2/3. I need an agreement from you both right now.
Wait, so we're doing No Shave November.
Oh, you want to do
we're doing
November?
Shave September.
Shave September, September, No Shave November.
Wait, on the fence July. October. No Shave November.
I think it would be very interesting.
It will be. It will definitely be very interesting.
What did you guys think of all those memes that I made?
I liked them.
This is great feedback, guys.
Yeah,
I'm so glad
Jack,
we're doing
Jack's
this on air.
Eating.
I took a giant thing of French fries in my mouth right when you asked that. Dude, I thought they were great. Oh. So, for any of the listeners out there, Zach has started creating memes.
You could say
I just want to talk about one in particular, okay?
Wait, which one? I want to pull it up.
Is it the one with me in it?
Well, there's you. Oh, that one's great.
Yeah.
Can you like it?
There's Zach taking a shit on the toilet.
I haven't made that one into a meme yet.
Bro, that might be a bit crass.
That's crass?
You on the toilet talking about how fudge is made?
You can't see anything. No, I said that's how content gets made.
Oh, okay. I heard something very different.
So, excellence.
The best one by far is the snapshot of the Lion King. Where
can you like it so I can see it?
Simba and his father. Is his father Mufasa? Or is that the
yes.
Bad one? Okay, so Mufasa and his father are on
I thought
a
Mufasa
cliff looking...
was the bad one.
Scar is the bad one because ugly people are bad, according to Disney.
That hard fact right there.
Hard fast rule. We would all be villains, guys.
Yeah. Well, except for me.
So check it out. So it's Simba and Mufasa on a cliff at sunset, overlooking the land. Perfect. And it just says, "The moment we never had." Wet Dad Podcast.
It's brilliant.
Brilliant.
I think we should post that everywhere. And I think our goal should be flagged by Disney.
Oh, you want me to do just Disney-related memes?
Until Disney has an issue with us,
until
is what
Disney
Jack is saying.
Yes.
Bro, I need to find more meme generators. Like, some of them are so fucking good. You know what I mean? I found this one with Will Ferrell that I couldn't figure out how to make it into a What Dad podcast because all of the memes that are already on that one are so lit. How do you not understand memes, Jack?
I understood that one. It was funny. Funny stuff. No, I also like think 98% of memes are dumb.
They are.
Bro, my shit be Fwagsies. I also like the one of Jack as a baby. Actual footage of Jack without a beard.
That was pretty good. I like that one.
Yeah.
Since you canceled our Monday night meeting last night, how did your fantasy draft go, Jack?
Yeah, that's bullshit. You put everyone else's recovery on the
burner. I'm with so Jack on this one. 2/3.
2/3? All right, mute issue.
First off, Zach, I don't know if your many sponsors have ever told you this. Baseball is life. There's baseball and then everything else. That's it. All right.
Yeah, I'm not. You lost me. I'm not on your side.
Baseball is maybe the most American thing out there.
I'll give you that. It's pretty fucking American, but you know, there's some
like,
other.
Are you a fan of our national anthem, Zach?
Love it. I stand up every time. Take my hat off.
cool. Didn't need to get political on us.
I wasn't. It's what you do when the anthem comes on.
The reason why it's our national anthem is because of baseball.
So baseball is the reason we have to stand up at all sporting events.
Yep.
Before the game.
Angry that you have to stand?
Yes.
I'm just saying baseball.
I'm lazy.
Yeah. Anyways.
Look, I'm not against baseball. I'm just against you putting your baseball in front of my recovery. My personal recovery.
Go to another fucking meeting then. How about that?
Did you draft well? Jesus.
All right. I'm getting to that. All right, I had to build up to this moment. All right. Holy shit, I'm in love with my team. My team is the fucking sexiest team ever. Like, my fantasy football teams are fucking dumpster fires.
I want you to remember this feeling the next time you feel like auto-drafting.
Because here's the thing, is I understand baseball, and I understand the statistics. I understand who the players are. You throw, like, football stuff at me, I'm going to be like, I know, does Tom Brady still play? Is he still walking? Is he going to be able to walk in 5 years?
Maybe not. He's still playing.
I can't tell you a wide receiver. I cannot tell, like, a running back.
Seriously?
I don't fucking follow football.
Can we kick him out of our fantasy
draft? What's the Rams quarterback? I cannot remember. Goff, thank you.
Jared Goff, yes. Jared Goff. Shortened to Jagoff.
Yeah.
Kind of like
name
a team.
Name three NFL teams, and I'll see if I know their quarterback. Go.
Saints.
Okay, that's easy. That's Drew Brees. All right.
He didn't play last year.
He didn't?
He did.
Two games.
He got hurt for 5 games. He played the other 11.
Whatever.
Remember, I'm talking to the last two teams in the standings last year, so just for our listeners to know.
By the way, which is bullshit, because Zach went 0 for like 20.
This is the worst year I've ever had.
In the toilet bowl. His one win was to beat me. And I had terrible luck in the playoffs.
It was the one win that mattered. And I perform where it counts.
It was brilliant.
Yeah.
That's which makes me back-to-back toilet bowl champion.
Yes. And I'm going to make you go for a third.
You're on, Zach.
Oh, yeah? You willing to put money on it?
Money on it?
How about the beard?
No. Beard is sacred.
Nope. Loser has to shave his face every day for a month.
No, I would get horrendous.
Like, razor burn.
Razor burn. For that.
So you're not confident in your abilities?
I'm sensitive, Zach. I got sensitive skin. That's all.
Bro, fuck your sensitive skin. It shouldn't be an issue if you have confidence in yourself.
No. All right. So name another team. Who was the quarterback for the Saints then?
It was Drew Brees. You got it right.
Right, but then he was absent for five games.
He missed 5 games. Teddy Bridgewater played adequately enough.
Oh, Bridgewater from Kentucky?
Louisville, but yes.
Same state.
Same state.
Wait, why was I cussing Rudolph all season, I feel like?
Rudolph? Mason Rudolph, the Steelers quarterback?
Oh, that's who I was thinking of.
Yeah, this is the team you root for is the Steelers, and you got them confused with the Saints. Just throwing
really
that out there.
I'm smart, guys. I'm really smart.
Look, Zach, I'm on the same 2/3. I'm on the same level you are.
All right.
Name another team.
Jaguars.
No idea.
No, I'm trying to think of one he might actually have a shot at getting.
Okay, if you name...
How about Green Bay?
Oh, that's Aaron Rodgers. I'm not retarded.
Okay. Okay, good. How about San Diego? Yes, they're still San Diego.
What?
Philip Rivers.
Nope.
Oh, did he retire?
He's on the Colts now. You're not going to get this one. Okay. I had to give you one you weren't going to get. It's Tyrod Taylor.
I can tell you I drafted San Diego's starting pitcher, Chris Paddock, as one of my pitchers.
See, that's a person I don't know.
This guy's going to be a monster.
I'm running into this in baseball.
He's like 24-year-old kid who's going to be nasty.
Not to
Padres World Series.
Not to reference the league too much, but how many times have you jerked off to your roster?
I got it last night, and I haven't been able to jerk off
four
yet.
Times.
I couldn't find
the button. Thought about it, though.
Who was your first overall pick? Where did you pick?
Oh, I picked Mookie Betts, son.
Okay. Oh, good. Were you the first overall pick, though?
I had the third pick.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
First pick was Mike Trout, obviously.
Yeah, it should be. Yeah. Otherwise, you guys should not, whoever it was, should not be in that league.
Or I don't know who that is.
Dude, I am so attracted to my lineup. It's not even funny.
How many Dodgers do you have?
16.
Three. I at a point, I was like, I have to stop picking Dodgers because I can't have too many from one team.
I remember we were on the phone together.
I learned that the hard way. Yeah, in fantasy football. Yeah, but I have three. One of them actually – one of them was a utility player. He was supposed to be rookie of the year, and then the Dodgers sent him back to the minors. So he's not even playing now.
Nah. So. They might call him back up. Someone could get coronavirus.
Yeah, probably.
I recently watched the movie Moneyball. Have you guys seen that?
No, yeah. But I read the book.
Oh, that shit was dope. Is that how you pick players at all? Like, this guy's going to serve this many points, but it's a good base hitter or whatever.
I mean, front offices don't really do that. They have a whole different advanced statistics now. That was like, 2002?
Two?
18 years ago?
Okay. The Dodgers finally answered the question is of what happens if you give the Moneyball guy $200 million?
Yeah. Yeah. We still haven't gotten the World Series yet, though, which is a bummer. But yeah, there's a lot of statistics now. I depends on how the league is. It's like in fantasy football. It's like how you set up your league, what counts as points, what counts against you. And so, like, depending on how you set up the league, is how you kind of draft players. So, like, what was interesting about this fantasy draft, it had two rankings. Each player had two rankings. It had the ranking of from, like, all their statistics and how they rated it throughout baseball. And then, like, how we had engineered our league and how people were scored into another category of ranking. So, like, Mike Trout, who is arguably the best player in baseball history, was ranked like 15th in how we like set up the draft, but he still went first.
So quick question. How many people from the Astros?
Ooh, I did grab somebody from the Astros.
Just to boo him.
I had to put like bias aside. I was like, who are good players? You know?
Jack, you have all the makings of a good fantasy football player.
Yeah, I just don't know any football.
The fantasy footballers
podcast. You throw it, you run it, or you punt it. Or, yeah.
Dude, I did so bad last year, and I really want to attribute that to Juju Smith-Schuster and Drew Brees. Really fucked me this year.
Ben Roethlisberger is the Steelers quarterback who got hurt.
Yes.
Yes.
Facts.
You said Drew Brees again.
God damn.
I thought you had Aaron Rodgers.
He did have Aaron Rodgers.
I think I picked him up later, but yeah, I God, I'm so dyslexic. Hey, how do you know if you're autistic?
You probably have to get tested to some degree.
There's an online quiz, bro.
Can we take that quiz? Like, is that
there actually is a quiz.
Is there
fucking way. All right, read me the questions. Let's go.
Oh, hold on. Let me look it up. So the only reason why I know this is because when I was in sober living, I started working with children with autism, and one of my roommates just thought it was, like, kind of hysterical.
Asperger's or autism?
Autism.
Asperger's, I believe, is on the autism scale.
Yeah.
And here we go. And he was, like, obsessed with, like, me working with autistic children, and
is that something you do? Like, you specialize in working with autistic children?
I worked with autistic children for 5 years, yes.
Does that company still exist, or did they shutter with COVID?
The owner retired.
Got it.
I mean, that's
and we all took this quiz, and he tested the most autistic.
The owner did?
No, my roommate. Oh, so,
with the test that we're about to take.
Maybe.
Dude, all right, I'm Zach. So hyped for this.
There's 17 questions. Are you ready?
All right. Can you share your screen?
Oh yeah, that's right. Zach can't read.
I know, but I can.
I know I'm dyslexic.
All right. Can you guys see it?
Kind of.
All right. Hold on. Let's see if I can blow this up. So there are five answers, it seems, to every question. All right. Never, rarely, sometimes, often, and very often. Okay. Can you handle that? Okay.
Sure.
So even when you're in a quiet place, Zach, like the library, which you've never been in, do you find yourself making involuntary noises, like clearing your throat over and over?
Sometimes.
Guys, I think I learned somewhere that OCD and autism have a decent amount of overlap. So,
but I'm not OCD.
I'm intrigued. No, but I am.
Zach, question two. Have you always wanted a best friend but never found one?
No, I generally have pretty good friends.
So sometimes.
Never, Dick.
It's kind of hurt my soul because I worked with children with autism for so long.
Yeah.
When you're having a conversation with someone, do you prefer to look at the wall, their shoes, or anywhere but directly into their eyes?
How
like
much
you're
cleavage?
Really, really bad at introducing people.
So bad. let's go sometimes on that one, just because, like, you know, I'm not gonna. I don't know how to do that. Answer that one.
Our expressions like curiosity killed the cat or don't count your chickens before they hatch confusing to you?
No.
Do you prefer to read nonfiction over fiction books?
I said never. You put rarely. Do you prefer to read nonfiction over fiction? So nonfiction is not fake?
Correct.
So it's a double negative?
Nonfiction.
Fake is not a negative word.
Hold on, just which one is real versus fake?
I don't know. Exactly. We need to work this out in real time. Don't help.
Okay.
I hate you guys. All right. I don't know how to answer this question. Fiction is fake. So do I? Yes, I prefer to read history books over fake books. So
very often. Are you always bumping eventually. Into things or tripping over your own feet?
Often. How do they come up with these questions?
Probably by studying autistic kids.
They target you in grade school. You were the bully, weren't you?
Yeah,
we had an episode about this.
I was not. I wasn't a bully. I just.
No, you said I like bullying was the quote.
I'm pretty sure you shoved somebody in a locker.
Your best friend.
Yeah, but he's like my best friend. Yeah. I also put a kid
in trash
can. Is
that what you told the principal?
No, I didn't get in trouble for it. I mean, he didn't, you know.
He was your best friend. He was looking out for you.
Exactly.
Are you always the first one to notice when a friend has gotten a haircut or made small changes to their appearance?
Sometimes. No.
Do people say that you speak like a robot?
No. Never. When have I ever sounded like a robot, Jack?
Right there. Sometimes. Think about your daily routine, Zach. Would you say that you follow the same schedule every day of the week and don't like unexpected events?
Unexpected events or like planned events? Well, it says unexpected. I mean, okay, yeah. Basically
unexpected and planned are could be opposites.
Are very much opposites.
I often.
So do your family members lovingly refer to you as the eccentric professor of the family, even though you don't work anywhere near academia?
I mean, I'm like the black sheep, if that counts.
Yeah, okay. So very often.
You're such a dick. You're trying to make this
come out. I feel like that question is asking, do you know a lot of stuff in sort of a like unexpected way, even though you're not a professor? Not are you weird?
I know a lot, dude. I'm constantly giving you guys facts that you don't trust and have to check.
Yeah, but when was the last time you dropped Kierkegaard on the podcast?
I'm sorry.
Okay, that's
what?
Calm down, Anthony. All right.
I'm just looking for clarity here.
Do you enjoy inventing your own words and expressions? That might seem
is that a real question? That's like my favorite thing to do right there, bro. I'm going to sway the shit out of this one.
You're passing with flying colors, Zach. Are you really, really good at math or music, but struggle to succeed in other areas?
Yeah. I'm really good at math. Right. I like history.
Is your memory like a steel trap, even for facts that you don't fully understand?
Dude, my memory used to be so fucking sharp, and then after getting sober, I can't, like, my memory is horrible.
I think it was all the drugs you did before getting sober.
Sometimes?
Sure.
Do you have trouble understanding what people mean when they say they feel embarrassed for someone else?
Yes. Often.
Do you lack empathy, Zach?
No, I can be empathetic. I just, you know, like, when someone in Starbucks trips or something, I'm like, ha, that sucks. And I just keep them moving.
Do you talk to friends at a party the same way you would talk to coworkers in the office?
Yes.
Do you? Like, I'm actually curious. Like, I feel like you would definitely. Sounds,
it's like an HR issue.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, if HR fucking came in and, like, if they could turn the audio on the cameras, they would be disgusted to hear what me and my coworkers talk about.
Right, so and often. So we decided to record you.
So one time I had this facility manager that was a female, and she's just like, she's this white girl. And I was like, you know what? You're so fucking basic. I bet that you have shower swirled on the tile in your shower. And then she comes back to work on Monday, because this was on a Friday. She comes to work on Monday and she goes, Zach, I was thinking about you in the shower. And I was like, I don't think this is the time. We talk about amazing things.
Oh, I thought that story was going somewhere else, and it didn't go there. All right.
Wait, hold on. Where did you say that?
I thought it was going to be like she came back Monday morning and was like, fuck you, Zach. You were right. I do have shower things on my fucking
that's exactly, on my wall. So we're on the same page. That's exactly what happened.
You said that she came back and said, I was thinking of you in the shower.
Because she saw that she does that. She puts the hair on the tile, like every other white girl in America.
Okay, moving on. Do you prefer to play individual games in sports like golf, where everyone works for themselves, instead of team sports and games where everyone works towards a common goal?
Sometimes, I don't know. I played football and shot put in high school.
One of those is an individual sport.
That's I'm going to put sometimes. Split the difference?
Let's split the difference. Ooh, what's the optional
so
question?
They're going to sell your data, just so you know.
I haven't given them any data.
No, I'm saying if you want your test results,
yeah,
you're going to have to.
Hold Zach, on, before you read it, what are you hoping for?
What is this? You scored a 39 out of 88. The higher the total, the greater the likelihood that it shows you signs of autism spectrum disorder.
Not autistic.
I don't know, dude. You got like basically half.
All right. Well, let's see.
Is that the best test score you've ever gotten?
Is this like golf where you want a lower number?
Yes. Well, no. I mean, depends. No. Depends on if you think autism is a bad thing.
Dude, I did really good in math. I did all right in history. It was just reading and writing and science that just fucking killed me. Are you going to take the test right now, Jack?
You would have gotten a 44% on a test, 39 out of 48, or 88. All right, so Zach, you probably, you might have some Asperger tendencies, but I don't think you're autistic.
Oh, well, don't even bring Asperger's into this right now.
Asperger's is like autism light, Zach.
What I found really interesting about that is, like, if I'm not, and even when I am, but if I'm not on all my medications for OCD, there were some questions where I would have scored very often on them.
Like, wait. So what meds are you on? Like, how many meds you got?
I take four. Let's
doctor you up right now.
Listen, Zach and I are doctors. Okay, we work.
Yeah. Okay. Certified.
Yeah, certified.
I'm saying if I don't want to
be making. We're not licensed doctors. We're certified.
If I don't want to be making noises in the library, if I want to be looking at people in the eye, if I want to be able to, like.
What noises are you making in the library?
You know what?
I have
noticed the eye thing.
Yeah, I do have a hard time looking at people in that. When I was 12, I had a thing where I had to excessively roll all of my R's. And if I didn't do it well enough, according to the OCD.
Like in an Irish accent?
Like, no, just like, like Ronald Reagan, which I can't say without an accent because it doesn't make sense. Like, yeah, you know, when you roll your R. But like,
so
I
when
would
you were
12, sit there and do that on my own until I got it right.
So when you were 12, and, like, say your buddy Jimmy Boy comes up, and he's like, hey, Anthony, what you doing? How would you respond to that with rolling all of your R's?
How did you play Red Rooster?
Usually.
Red Rover.
Fuck, Red Rover.
I mean.
I can't hear whatever. Did you?
I don't even remember, but it's like probably in the discussion, I wouldn't say it. Like I would speak normally. And then as soon as he was out of earshot, I would be like, what R words did I say? Now I have to repeat them while rolling the R to myself.
How does your OCD come up today then?
I mean,
like, you want to be a spokesperson for OCD?
I mean, I'm happy to talk about it. I'm not.
Like, do you want to be the poster child?
I mean,
like, do you want a beard or no beard?
Like, I don't like
questions we need to answer.
I have social anxiety too, so maybe not a spokesperson. But like, if you guys ever see me doing anything at all weird with my fingers, that's an OCD behavior.
Oh, I'm for sure gonna look at that.
Like, up. Yeah, you've all seen Sons of Anarchy, right?
Of course.
No.
Now,
what?
There's a character who does weird things with his fingers.
Oh, 2/3, by the way.
And yeah. They have to cut him off so he no longer do them.
Weird things with his fingers? You're talking about the chronic masturbator?
Yes.
And they chop them off?
And they chopped his fingers off so he couldn't pull on.
No, it's like touching the tip of my thumb.
Touching the tips?
To each of the tips of my fingers. Any number of times, pretty much any number's good except for like 7, 11. I don't usually go higher than 16.
So if we just say random numbers now, you have to like count them on your fingers?
No.
Are you trying to throw gas on his fire right now? Are you trying to for his – are you trying to
exacerbate my very real medical condition?
Yes, I pulled you in with some counseling skills, and then now I'm going to throw the gas on it.
Dude, you know what? I totally tell it usually happens with girls more often, but when they're having like a panic attack or something, I'll tell them to touch the tip of their fingers.
I've never tried that. I usually tell people to count the squares in the room.
Well, it's grounding techniques. Like, five things that are green, name four things
that are
blue,
that.
Three things that are yellow. That. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Certified doctors.
Yeah.
Notarized.
All right. So OCD is apparently very similar to autism.
There's some similarities, yeah, for sure.
What was your guys' favorite question?
On the test?
Yeah. Like Anthony,
what words do you make up?
That was my favorite, obviously. But Anthony, I can see it in his face. He remembers like at least three of the questions.
Yeah. The one with the library, the looking people in the eye, and unexpected events. Like, I have a really hard time when anything changes, even if it's a good thing.
Oh, like when I called you when Chuck took a year and you were like, and I was like, hey, party at your house.
Oh, yeah, that fucked my day. It was great, but like, all things considered, my instinct was to be like, no. Yeah.
Yep.
I could tell you were a little off when I got there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You like were trying to complete 10 things at once and you were just like, couldn't complete anything, and you just were going around in circles, kind of.
Dude, I fucking love that barbecue.
Barbecue. Well, now we actually just got fencing installed, so we've got.
Yeah,
like,
describe your fence because you had a fence before. It got cut through.
Sorry. The city's chain link fence.
Yeah,
and now we've got white vinyl.
That way, you don't have to watch the homeless people urinating.
Yes, on the other side of our fence in front of our security camera, correct. Did I tell you about this, Jack?
Wait, no, you had a homeless dude piss on your
there was a woman a week ago who was just popping a squat three different times right in front of our security camera, and eventually Kirsten spoke through the camera and was like, "Ma'am, you're in front of our camera. Can you please go do that somewhere else?"
You could speak through the camera?
Yeah.
All right, I mean, describe her. Was she attractive? Was she ostentatious? I don't know what word I was.
Was she ostentatious? No, she was not ostentatious.
Was she?
No, I mean, she looked like somebody who was maybe not in the best place in her life.
So we're just talking a big old bush.
So you didn't offer her like a big book?
Or a sandwich?
Or
water?
No.
See,
Yeah.
This is why if you got one of those dogs.
Right. Well, the next.
Oh, yeah. Whatever happened? Did you get a dog or what?
So the next step is zero scaping our yard because getting some kind of waterless, grassless type of
fence.
Yeah. Now we got to landscape the grass, like the ground.
What's a zero scape?
It's like a grass free, water free type of situation, like a desert.
It's got a bunch of rocks.
No, there's ways to do it that's pretty with a lot of succulents and stuff. So yeah, that was. So yeah, dogs are next, but we're going back to Colorado at the end of the month, so not in the immediate future.
Ooh.
Zach's just upset he has to go and watch your cats.
Ooh.
Yeah. I mean, I can pick Chuck over you if you'd like to be left out.
No, I've already talked to Jack about this, that he's going to help me with it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
For some reason, if I go every third day, it is just the most inconvenient timing.
Oh, yeah.
I end up going on like Friday at 5 o'clock, sitting in traffic. And then I talk your ear off for like an hour, and you're like, dude, I'm in Colorado. Why are you calling me?
Yeah, don't harsh my mellow.
Yeah, he's texting me that every time you call him. He's like, Zach called.
Ugh. It's fucking Zach again.
Dude, literally, I call both of you. I call fucking people off the hot seat phone list. I'm just like, hey, how's your day going? Talk to me. Especially that one time I drank way too much caffeine. It was really fucking bad. I ended up making you come get tacos with me when I got back.
I remember that. It was a good night.
Yeah.
Was this pre or post Jack social distancing hardcore? Okay.
I was social distancing hardcore, and then I had like a month where I was kind of hanging out, and now I'm back social distancing. You know, here's the thing, what I was thinking about, guys. All right, both of you have family in LA, right?
Yeah.
I can't go visit my mom. She's type 2 diabetic. You know, if I even like am a carrier, like that is like the worst thing to have if you get COVID. All right, so I can't go visit my mom. And I can't go visit my brother because Canada has shut their borders to us. Like, that's crazy.
I mean, yeah. Are you planning on quarantining with them? Like, what?
No, I'm just saying, like, I you guys have the freedom to go visit your respectful mothers and family. I don't.
My respectful mother has been quarantining hard as fuck. I finally got to have lunch with her one day, and now she doesn't want me coming over.
At least you got to have lunch with her. I didn't even get that moment. The moment I will never understand, Zach. The moment I never had.
Well, why don't you go visit your father then?
Zach, you have to finish that with, oh, wait, you don't have one. You can't just make a face.
Oh, you want to hear a funny ashes story?
Ashes?
Yeah, my dad's ashes.
Oh, okay.
When we were, two things happened. So when we moved off the Virgin Islands. My mom moved to Oregon for a little bit, and I was moving to L.A., we had to clean the entire apartment and throw away a whole bunch of crap. And we were about to like drive the car to the airport. We had a rental car. So we had sold everything.
Yeah.
And, I got my bag. She got her bag. We got whatever left, you know, I'm still like a crazy alcoholic at this point. So I don't really have anything. And, we're about to leave and I'm pulling out of the driveway and my mom just goes, wait. And I'm like, what? And she like sprints down the steps and comes back with this brown paper bag. Like this had like two handles on it. I was like, what the fuck is that, mom? She's like, it's your father.
Oh my God. Hold on. What? Why a brown paper bag? Why is that what her, why
my is dad's that what she's in a box that she put in a brown paper bag that have sat in a brown paper bag for like at that point for 4 years.
I feel like it's like most people put it like on the mantle in a nice urn or something.
We didn't have that. So part of this, and when we went through security, her carry-on was my father, and
nice
put classy on the conveyor belt. And went through security, and security had no idea what the fuck it was. I saw this box that was just full of a substance that was super thick and heavy. And
They had to question her.
The security guard had to come up to us. And my mom was like, she pulled my mom aside and was like,
man, what is this? What's in the bag?
She was like, my dead husband.
Oh my God. I shouldn't take such joy out of that.
And then so my dad sat underneath the chair in front of us.
You couldn't even get your dad his own chair. That's so rude.
I had to buy a ticket.
Yeah, buy a ticket. Expensive. So
it's your father. It's respect.
I mean, I was probably half drunk at that point.
Anthony came with me to see my father once.
I did.
Went to the cemetery. Yeah, I actually just went. I actually just went mid-July to go see him because it was his yard site. Does anybody know what that word means? I didn't make that one up.
What word?
Yard site.
It sounds Yiddish.
You are adjacent. It is Hebrew.
Oh.
Actually, it might be Yiddish. I'm not sure.
Actually, here's a question. Is Yiddish derived from Hebrew?
And German.
Oh, okay. I know that.
Yeah. See, Zach has random facts.
So, like, if I spoke German, if I went Guten Morgen, which is my great pronunciation of German, would that register to you?
I mean, it means good morning.
Listen, Anthony, that was not the point of this conversation.
No, but like certain words.
Ruin it for everything.
So well, hold on. I'm going to use that word again in a sentence. Tell me what it means. The other day, I went with my mom to go visit my father's yard site.
Is that
you're saying yard site?
Very close. Yard site.
Is that the? There's like the big wall with all the coffins or the tombs.
No, he is in a mausoleum.
Okay.
That's what that word is.
Damn, Zach's throwing out words I never even heard of. All right.
Ooh. And yet he can't use bellicose in a sentence.
I couldn't use bellicose in a sentence.
Sounds like a name.
Getting a little bellicose with me, Jack.
Frustrated?
I'll show you what a fucking real bellicose looks like. I can use it in a sentence. I never said it'd be correct. So, what's your type mean?
I know that your dad is dead. He was murdered, so I'm assuming you and your mom went to go to your dad's murderer's children's home to learn more information about where he may be.
And forgive him.
And
so
give him a good old mob forgiving.
So I already did that with my old sponsor. I wrote a letter and I read it to him and set it on fire. I have done my amends. Thank you guys.
That's cute.
He's out of jail.
So what's a yard site?
A yard site's like the day of remembrance from when he died, the day he died. He died July 16th.
Ah.
Why do you say the anniversary of my dad's death?
Because I'm Jewish.
Wait, that just went by, dude. That was like 5 days ago.
Yeah.
How you doing, man?
I'm doing good.
All right.
It's not a sad thing. I actually really enjoy going to my dad's gravesite, cemetery, whatever. I have a lot of family.
Mausoleum.
Mausoleum, yes.
Mazel tov.
Mausoleum. Baruch Hashem. Yeah.
L'chaim.
Okay, that works, actually. But yeah, so, I mean, a lot of people are weird about going to cemeteries. I like it because that's, like, how I grew up going to my dad's. My aunt actually refurbished his tombstone. So it's super legible and cool as fuck now.
Yeah. Like simple wording now?
It's a really nice area.
Yeah, Anthony saw it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Before, like, I literally had to, like, have a friend stand on my shoulders and take a picture to, like, almost read it. It was, like, really fucking with, like, limestone or something. Just, like, faded after. I mean, it's been 29 years since he died.
Damn.
Dead when I was 9 months old and I'm about to turn 30.
Big 3-0.
Yeah. Why does that keep on coming up? I don't like it.
Because we're both younger than you, so we get to make fun of you for it.
Oh, speaking of, what the fuck is wrong with your birthday present? It's not here yet. Those people that you like that one time, their site is just, like, taken forever. It's still in, Ohio or something.
Yeah, my present for you also hasn't arrived.
You got him a present? Both of you got me gifts?
Yeah, it definitely hasn't arrived yet. That's my story.
Yeah, he's just covering up. Look, we're at the age where, like, you're supposed to get your closest friend's birthday presents. I didn't say I was going to spend a shit ton of money on you, but, like,
Here's a $5 bill.
I'll get you a pink shirt that says I love cock or something, you know?
It's a $5 Subway gift card.
Bro, $5 foot long slam, bro. That shit's fire. Foigsies, if you will.
That's crazy. I think we're good. I think we can probably end on a high note of Zach's dead father's.
That is an awful ending.
We never got to my what gave me anxiety.
We did. We talked about global warming. We talked about
OCD.
OCD. We talked about you not wanting to talk about why you started vaping again.
True. We talked about, you know, your prescriptions that you refuse to go over with your doctor so you can, you know, ironically take Xanax.
Yeah. I did the gas on the fire with you. I pulled you in with some nice comforting questions and turned it against you.
Yeah.
What more? Zach used the A word correctly.
Zach taught us words.
Boom. What's up?
Oh, by the way, we need vernacular. To make Patreon. So, Blake, our one listener, we now have a Patreon. So any of the viewers who want to support us, we need support and buying. We want to get this on video. We're tired of this crappy Zoom video content. We want to get like real camera. We want to get Canon 5D cameras. I can't remember the name.
Two-thirds.
We need tripods. We need your help to make this become more professional and a better podcast overall. So we have a Patreon. Just look up Wet Dad Podcast Patreon and it should come up.
I'll bring you to our patriarchy.
$2 to $5.
So it's like what? It's like a patriarch, like the head of the family, but like for the podcast, some dude's going to answer the phone call and be like, yo, what's up, bro?
Exactly. Exactly. For any of the patrons we get there, you will automatically get a shout out, and we are deciding and we need to have a business meeting about what the other tiers of a Patreon can give. So there's three tiers. There's the lowest, middle, and highest.
We'll come up with fancy names for those.
Right now, you're just going to get a shout out. So like if Anthony gave us one, we'd be like, we have a new patron. His name is Anthony, fake Italian Gendro. And thanks for giving us some money. That would be great.
Yeah.
Please also check out our email at wetdadpodcast@gmail.com. Please check out our Instagram where we post all the wonderful, wonderful content that we have of Zach and his selfies at wetdadpodcast. So, yeah. Also, our podcast is brought to you by some other businesses. What is your untitled content?
Unwritten content.
Unwritten. That's such a good name, dude.
Oh, thank you.
What Dad Podcast is brought to you by Unwritten Content, which provides content marketing and copy editing. I help people and businesses who are experts in their field express their knowledge in a way that is entertaining and informative.
What Dad Podcast is also brought to you by Keep Left Recovery, a sober coach and sober companion and counseling service located on the west side of LA. Keep Left Recovery specializes in helping young people embrace recovery and helps them tell the stories they did not know they had inside.
Helps you assuage through life. All right, so I don't know how to like assuage this in, but Anthony, earlier Jack said something and he stuttered and he just said like, feed me lots of cock or something, and he like gestured with his hand. So when you're editing this later, there's like one word that you need to take out, and it's like the perfect knife hands. Yes, it's the perfect like gif, and I want it.
You mean the omelette du fromage stutter?
It was a little early. I forgot to like say something, haha, but like but like, yeah,
we'll see. I mean, we'll see if my computer can even handle this.
Dude, you gotta have more faith.
Might need to get an external hard drive,
yeah, or like a dedicated computer. We can probably get a fairly cheap Windows computer that would be able to edit.
We can get, I mean, the Mac Mini I got was only like $500, so we can easily do that.
Okay. We'll see how it goes. We'll give it a try run with this.
Yeah. All right.
I forgot what I was going to say. Right. Anthony, after the hike, we're going to make some skits?
Yes.
For sure.
Did you get my text? We'll go over the logistics of it.
Did you get my text?
Yes, I disagree with it.
Why? Hold on. I'll talk to you later.
Okay.
All right. We're planning shit for tomorrow for the skits, so. Yeah, just leave.
Wait, what didn't you disagree with?